This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 30, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a former Marblehead resident has pledged $5 million to North Shore Medical Center to help build a new behavioral health center on its Salem campus. It's the single largest donation in the 144-year history of the hospital, according to officials. The gift is being made by Arthur Epstein, a longtime supporter of the hospital and member of its board of trustees. Epstein is an entrepreneur and investor who began his career with Midas Muffler in 1965, eventually holding 30 locations in New England. He's quoted as saying many families face mental health or addiction issues and they often struggle to find high quality care. I'm proud to support North Shore Medical Center's efforts to address this dire need in our healthcare system. North Shore Medical Center is planning to convert the former Spalding Hospital North Shore into a 90-bed facility dedicated to behavioral health. The new center is part of an ongoing $207 million project to consolidate services at the Salem campus after the scheduled closing of Union Hospital in Lynn. The town of Saugus is taking a major step tonight in possibly building a new school. Bill Newell reports.
Saugus town meeting members, Rick, will be asked tonight at a special town meeting to decide whether residents will hit the polls on June 20th to vote on a new middle high school. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. The school building committee recently approved a total project budget investment of $186 million, which includes an investment of $160 million for a proposed grade 6 through 12 combination middle high school. The Massachusetts School Board Building Authority, MSBA, will reimburse the town at a minimum rate of 53%, which is expected to increase of eligible approved project cost. In addition, a $2 million district-wide master plan would restructure the district to include an upper elementary school for grades 3 through 5 at the existing Belmonte Middle School and a lower elementary school for pre-K through grade 2 at the Veterans Memorial Elementary School. The master plan is a town project and is not being pursued through the MSBA. The town share of the total project would be an estimated $118 million bonded over a 30-year period. Town manager Scott Crabtree said that the town's recently earned S&P AA bond rating was the highest rating in the town's history. It will save taxpayers an estimated $7.2 million in savings over the life of the bond. A fact sheet provided by Crabtree details the cost to residents, which an average home value assessment, according to the Warren Group, in March, the median home value in Saugus was $374,000. At a $375,000 rate, the cost would be $76 for a taxpayer in 2018, $118 in 2019, and would continue to gradually increase until reaching $541 in 2024. The cost would then begin to gradually decline. With a home valued at $300,000, a resident would contribute an estimated $61 in 2018, $94 the second year, and in $434 in 2024. Again, for now, this goes to town meeting tonight in Saugus. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, it may come down to cost versus benefit. As one Peabody city councilor looks at a plan to provide first responders with EpiPens. EpiPen, the brand name for an epinephrine auto-injector, is a medical device for injecting a measured dose or doses of epinephrine, often used for the treatment of anaphylaxis brought on by allergic reactions. Last week, the Peabody City Council's Health and Human Services Committee met with the city's police and fire chiefs, Health Director Sharon Cameron, and Christy DiLoretto, president and founder of the Peabody-based Allergy and Asthma Awareness Initiative. Counselor-at-Large Thomas Walsh is quoted as saying, I just wanted to have a conversation to see what the starting point is and what it is involved. DiLoretto said her group has made a lot of progress over the last several years, especially with making sure schools have EpiPens on hand in case a student having an allergic reaction is not carrying one. Exploring the possibility of first responders carrying EpiPens is the next step for the city, according to DiLoretto. More on this story written by Adam Swift in today's itemlive.com. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, when the Regional 911 Center in Middleton opened in 2013, the Essex County Sheriff's Department was put in charge of the operation, but the funding was supposed to come from elsewhere. For the second year in a row, however, the Sheriff's Department and state taxpayers are on the hook for more than $2 million to keep the struggling center up and running. A proposed budget for fiscal year 2018 calls for the Sheriff's Department to pay $2.5 million to help operate the Essex Regional Emergency Communications Center, or RECC as it's called. That follows up last year's $2.3 million contribution. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger said the need to help out the 911 center theoretically takes away services from the Sheriff's Department, which has its own budget problems. But at this point, he said, there is little choice in the matter. Much more on this story in today's Salem News and Gloucester Times, story written by Paul Layton. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The MIAA Super 8 baseball tournament has been announced. St. John's Prep of Danvers is the number 2 seed. Other teams include St. John's of Shrewsbury, the number 1 seed. 3 through 8, Central Catholic, BC High, Braintree, Zavarian, Newton North, and Belmont. MIAA boys lacrosse today. Bishop Fenwick at Newburyport, Saugus at Austin Prep. Essex Tech at North Reading, Lowell Catholic playing at Ipswich tonight at 6. Girls lacrosse, Lowell Catholic at Ipswich, Shawsheen at Bishop Fenwick, Central Catholic at Masconomet, Revere plays at Winchester. Additional MIAA tournament announcements should be coming very soon in baseball and softball. And for additional sports news, go to msonewsports.com.